Good afternoon, Audio Boo. This is a quick boo in response to Mac, who in turn responded to my little rant about eBay. I've calmed down a little bit now. I was just sounding out, really. I think I was mainly annoyed the fact that I was let down and I had to miss out on sleep. But never mind. The auction is now finished for my old Subaru Impreza, which is a, I'm just looking at it now, it's a non-turbo version, so pretty much the most sensible one you can get, to be honest, 2 litre. It's been fine, but it was only ever really a stopgap car, so it's gone now. Or I say it's going, hopefully. It's sold on eBay. I wanted around about 800 plus for it, and I got 811, so that's not too bad. There's a guy coming up from Kent, all the way up to Derbyshire. Crikey, that's going to be a mission. The car that I got to replace that one is a more sensible car. I've had some really silly cars over the years. My first few cars were pretty sensible. And then I decided, what the hey, I'll just go for it and try and get one of my childhood dream cars, which was a Nissan Skyline, an R33 GTST. So that was 2.5 litre turbo rear wheel drive, extremely fast and extremely silly and extremely expensive insurance. I think, I mean, don't faint, but I for my first year of insurance I paid £2,500, and that was about 22 at the time. The car cost £5,000 and the insurance was £2,500 for the first year that I had it. I think back now and oh dear, silly boy. But never mind, it was the dream car and it was an awesome machine. I had it for around about 2 and a bit years and I swapped it with my friend for a few £1,000 and another car, which was a Mitsubishi FTO, which was slightly more sensible and another car that I'd quite liked growing up. So that out the That bit out of the way. I've decided, after many, many silly cars, to get a sensible car. And for years, I've quite liked the Citroën C4, which is what I've gone for. I'd been looking half-heartedly for the last 6 months or so, thinking, oh, in a few months' time, I'll probably get one. But then all of a sudden, this one came up at the right distance away from me, the right price, and the model that I wanted, which was a 1.6 diesel. So it's the VTR version, VTR Plus. So it still looks pretty sporty, but it's really economical. Over the last 500-600 miles, I've been averaging 56 miles to the gallon. And there's only a little bit of motorway miles there. The rest of that is just pottering around. So that's pretty good, to be honest. And it's £99 tax for the year. I just missed out on the £30 for the year model. Which is a few years newer. This one's a 2007 and I've been really happy with it so far. As I say, I've decided now that the main thing for me is just economy. I'd always liked the look of the C4. It's a pretty love it or hate it sort of car, like a Marmite sort of car. It's the two-door version and it's got a very sharp back end, shall we say. I'll put a picture of the back end of the car as the image for this boo. So it's one of those cars you either love it or you hate it, and I personally love it, which is why I'm out once again polishing the car. So yeah, that was the reason for selling the Subaru, really, just to get something a little bit more sensible. And it's nice to have cruise control again. This particular car has got everything on it: cruise control, climate control. The C4 is designed really well, actually. It's got a digital speedo readout and the steering wheel. How to explain this? The centre of the steering wheel doesn't move, and the actual wheel part moves around the centre. It looks really space age. Okay, thanks for the reply, Mac, and I'll speak to you all again very soon. Goodbye for now.